Neil Middleditch, a 12-point lead, you must be delighted.
Yeah, very happy. You know, it was sort of nip and tuck all the way through, but the boys pulled it off, and, you know, Chris Holder, outstanding tonight.
What was key for you? I mean, you look at those heats towards the end, a couple of 4-2s and then a 5-1.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, I've had a chat with the boys, and I said, you know, 6 points, we were up at the interval, and I said, it's not enough. You know, we need more, and they responded brilliantly.
Just spoken to Peter Adams. He thinks his side are still well in this. He thinks some of your riders perhaps don't perform as well here, or they won't perform as well up at Monmouth Green as they will here. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'd be saying that if I was the away manager as well, but I think that, you know, it's a semi-final, and hopefully, you know, we can step our game up. There's a couple of boys tonight who, you know, perhaps need to sort of step up a little bit, but, you know, all in all, it was a good team performance.
You have struggled there this season, so what you'd be saying to your riders in terms of little things, perhaps, that they can put right up there on Monday?
Well, no, I mean, yeah, we lost by 6 there last time, which I'll take on Monday all day long, so, you know, what we've got to basically go out there and do is try and hold them close. We've got to keep, you know, three alls, I'll take those all night long, so what we mustn't do is too many heat advantages against, otherwise it's going to go against us. But, you know, the boys are fired up for it. I mean, it's a semi-final, we know it's tough, and Monday's going to be even tougher.
And you and a number of your riders have been here a number of times before. How big a boost will that experience give you, if you like, over the other side?
Yeah, Peter's the same. I mean, Peter Adams has won quite a few championships as well, probably not as many as me in the modern era, but but no, it's I've been there, as you say, but it's still nerve-wracking, and you know, I feel that, you know, we need to fire as a team. You know, we it was a good team performance tonight, but as I say, there's a couple of boys who just need to, you know, Antonio, for example. I mean, he showed signs of brilliance, and he can do better at Wolverhampton, I'm sure.
And got to have a word on Chris Holder as well. I mean, up against three other GP riders there and cruising to victory, and it was a top night from him.
Yeah, he's outstanding. I mean, he was absolute, you know, diamond tonight. I mean, you can't speak highly enough of him at the moment. He's on a rich vein of form, and tonight was absolutely outstanding.